morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. We, the people at Bethel, extend our warmest welcome to each and every one of you here in our sanctuary and those who are out there in cyberland listening over and also listening over KKMC. We just welcome you to our worship service. Thank you for coming and listening. May you all experience the love and the joy, and that we just talked about joy yesterday after our hike. And, you know, the joy of the Lord. So may you all experience that love and that joy that comes only through Christ Jesus. Amen. The power through the resurrection, right? And the comfort from God's word today. If you are a visitor, please fill out the registration card obtained from an usher and drop it in the offering plate. They'd be glad to receive that from you. Pastor Tomlinson would like to thank you for worshiping with us today. You can find an outline of today's sermon inside the church bulletin also. The scripture of the month that we have in our bulletin each month is Romans 5, verse 18. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. And now let us praise the Lord together. We have Tae Young at the piano, and also we have Victor Laurel leading our songs.
Thank you, Lee. Good morning, everyone. Happy Lord's Day. Again, the hike was really fun yesterday. Ashton and Luke actually were leading the pack. You know, I used to be able to keep up with these guys, but, you know, they're getting a little older. I'm getting a little older, so it's harder and harder to keep up. But it was fun. We got a bike ride coming up, which Adrian and the Benjamins are going to be hosting. We haven't had a date yet. We haven't picked a date, but that's coming up. So, yeah, let's watch for that. Why don't we open up to our first hymn, number 448, He Ransomed Me, and we'll sing the first and the last, 448. Hallelujah, what a Savior who can take a poor lost sinner, lift him from the miry clay and set him free. That's great. Amen? Amen. Why don't we turn to 395, our second hymn, Only One Life, 395, and we'll sing the first and the last.
Oh,
Why don't we turn to our last hymn, number 246, Softly and Tenderly. And why don't we all rise as to sing Softly and Tenderly. We'll sing the first and the fourth.
Victor had mentioned they're looking at organizing a bike ride. And if you would like to go but do not have a bike, let us know. We'll see if we can drum one up for you. I know that we have one or two at our house that we might be able to lend. And it won't even cost you a dime. Maybe cost you a chocolate cake, but not a dime. Anyway, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we enter into your presence through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, standing in awe of your grace and of your mercy, rejoicing in the hope that we have through faith in Christ, that you would encourage our hearts to follow after the ways of righteousness and the ways of truth. And Father, we pray for your Spirit to descend upon us, to draw us closer to yourself, and to fill us with the knowledge and the wisdom that comes from the Lord. In the Psalms, David writes, he says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." And Father, we look to you as being our strength, being our redeemer, being our purpose. And Father, I pray for the Spirit of God to work a mighty work among the people of Bethel and among all who profess the name of Jesus Christ, that there would be a deepening desire for your presence and for your word, a hungering to grow in the wisdom and the knowledge of the Lord, that as we grow closer to you, that our neighbors will see in us the love of the Lord Jesus Christ being lived out through us, that they might be attracted by your love and by the hope that is found in you. And then as our neighbors and as others turn towards you, there might be a revival in the land, a reformation amongst the people of God to return to your word of God as supreme, as necessary for life, and that you, Lord, would heal this nation. And Father, I pray for your healing power upon those who are afflicted with the infirmities of this broken and fallen world. And Lord, I lift up to you Wayne Pitts and Camille Bounds as they are feeling sick today, and we pray for your healing power and your comforting spirit. We pray for Danielle Mills that she has a surgery upcoming, for your healing touch and your comfort. We lift up to you Martha Bell as she has some health issues and situation with work is difficult. Give her the strength to endure the challenges that she's facing. And I pray that you be with Henry Jun's father, who has some health problems. Last week he had returned to the hospital, and so, Lord, we pray for your healing touch and your comforting spirit. And we pray for our friends, Leonard and Fern Rice, and who are in Yucaipa, and that you would bless them with your strength and bless them with your healing touch. We pray for James Bryson, who is Thelma McDowell's brother, for your comforting spirit amongst the family and your provision, as he has not only Parkinson's, but also Alzheimer's. And pray, Lord, that you would help them to find a facility that is close to home, and so that the wife can get there safely and comfortably, and that you would encourage the family to be comforted by you. We pray for my father as he continues to recover from his back surgery, and thank you, Lord, that he is up and walking around and able to get from one place to another on his own. And we pray for Craig Miller, who is having so many difficulties, Lord, and pray for your peace to be upon him and upon the family, to encourage them to rejoice in you and in your glorious presence. We lift up to you Jim Bergen, and who's recovering from a broken lumbar, and we pray for your peace and your comfort. We pray for Jorge Peretti in Argentina with a broken hip, for your healing power. And Lord, we pray for those that are dealing with cancer, for Jen's father Robert, for Bob Jones's brother Ron, and for Fred Mill's brother-in-law Bill. Comfort them and comfort the families and encourage them to rejoice in you. And Lord, we thank you for those young women who are expecting a child, for Angelica Menning expecting twins in November, Maria Velos expecting in December, and Alicia Birchfield expecting in January. We pray for these children to grow up in the love and the admonition and the nurture of the Lord, to be drawn closer to you for your service and glory. And Father, we pray for your wisdom and guidance to those who need your help in your provision, in your strength. We pray for Bethel, that, Lord, that you would grant us mercy and grace in the city as we try to make some physical changes to our facilities. And we're looking at being able to move some square footage around, Lord. So we pray for your mercy there and for you to open up the opportunities there. We pray for the Prater family looking for housing, that you would open them up and guide them to a place that works for them. And we pray, Lord, for Christians throughout the world who are being persecuted for their faith. Cause them to stand strongly and boldly in your divine presence, to be used by you for a mighty work for your divine purpose. And Father, we pray that you be with our missionaries throughout the world, that they would be lights in the midst of darkness, that they would bring hope to the hopeless and strength to the weak. We pray for Giovanni and Barbara Evan Daniel serving in Guatemala, for Jose and Diane Avila serving in Latin America, for Elvis and Stephanie Franco serving in Colombia, for Marta Peretti serving in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Carl and Ruth Knott serving in Spain, Eusebio Medixa Perez also serving in Spain, Informed Choices ministering to women out of Gilroy, Daniel and Miriam Lacey serving in Bob's Auto Cafe, and Fred and Carol Lewis training missionaries throughout the United States. Bless them with your divine guidance, your divine direction, and your divine spirit to do your will. And Father, we pray for this offering to be used for your honor, for your glory, for the expansion of the gospel of the kingdom of God. And we pray for your hand of blessing upon those who hear the testimony of Christ and support the work of the ministry, and to be used of you to bless and encourage others to follow in the ways of Christ, whether they are here in the sanctuary, whether they're listening over KKMC, the internet, or over CD. Bless them with your divine presence in grace and glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Thank you, choir. Oh, what a beautiful song. Amen. That's gorgeous. It's one of my, I've always listened to that in the past, and that's a beautiful song. Truly angelic. Thank you, choir. So now let us stand for the reading of God's holy word. We'll be reading Ephesians 4, verses 11 through 19. Hear then the word of the Lord. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, which because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness to work all uncleanness with greediness. Let us pray for the hearing of God's word. Dear Heavenly Gracious Father, we thank you for this time that we can just be together, and where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst of us. We thank you that your spirit is present. We thank you that your word is present. And we know it's the simplicity of the gospel. We thank you that this church is all about that, and that you've made us so. We pray that it would continue to always flourish in that manner. Lord, we just thank you for your word, and I just pray you bless Pastor Tomlinson, your servant, as he declares your word. May you give ears to the hearer and understanding in the heart. We thank you, Lord, for all that you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
You may please be seated. Pastor